Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. 30-year-old Brandon Patrick Delwo of Shakopee entered guilty pleas yesterday afternoon to one count each of criminal vehicular homicide and criminal vehicular operation. That in connection with the death of 29-year-old Casey Merciel of Des Moines. Last August, Delwo was driving his SUV eastbound in the westbound lane of Highway 19 when he struck a small passenger car driven by Merciel. Her passenger was taken to Northfield Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The pair were heading home to Iowa from a Bruno Mars concert. Delwo's blood alcohol level was 0.27, more than three times the legal limit. As part of the plea, he's expected to serve 48 months in prison for the vehicular homicide and a concurrent sentence of 13 months for criminal operation. Sentencing is set for June 14th. Rice County Attorney John Fossum prosecuted the case and compared the likely sentence to what would be expected if Delwo were convicted at trial. While no one doubts the abilities and response of NAFRs, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Services, to fight fires and respond to crashes, there's been the looming question of where the Joint Powers Agreement takes them into the future, in terms of a full-time fire chief who handles administrative duties, or perhaps the addition of an administrator. Last Friday, facilitator Sharon Klump led a group discussion on the McGrath Report, which specifically identified gaps in administrative support that a full-time chief would provide, and in fact encouraged the hiring of a full-time chief. The volunteer paid-on-call department is now a government agency as a joint powers, subject to accountability. Administrator Ben Martig said doing nothing is not an option, adding that administrative functions are not defined. There's nothing in the governing documents to clarify those positions. Past NAFRS Chair Glenn Castor said all the administrative duties, trainings, plan reviews, etc. are being done, but not communicated to the JPA board. Current Chair Ann Haddad added that there's no safety net because there's no administrative oversight. Whose role is it? And should the JP be a working board, which is how it's functioning right now, or a policy board? When asked what was not being done, Martig listed items such as not being involved in the Explorers program, attending 911 emergency center meetings, being a part of the emergency preparedness, as well as other administrative duties, including what he called the mess that occurred in March when the fire chief's full evaluation was shared openly with the board, making it a public document, something it should not be. Finance was another issue, which board member Bron Shear currently handles. Peterson White pondered what would happen if he weren't there to do it. Board member Dana Graham said,
in the future, we're not going to be here. So the question is, do we have the courage to look beyond their own noses and look well into the future?
He added that they can't just be reactive, they need to be proactive. Chief Gary Fronick reminded everyone that they are volunteers, adding that they do a darn good job, and if they want better, they're going to have to pay for it. According to the website PayScale, the median salary for a full-time chief would cost about $74,000 a year. Fronick receives about $21,000. He added,
communication is two ways, not just one way. So if there is an issue or a problem with the board, they should communicate that to the fire department, so that we can react.
The McGrath Report was completed in December of 2016. There's been on-and-on discussions revolving around the roles and responsibilities for the fire chief and or administrator, as well as the board. That will be on their agenda for the next board meeting, April 19th. I have a copy of the McGrath Report on KYMNradio.net. And the Northfield Council meets tonight for a work session. It's all about an ice arena. An advisory board is recommending that a new community two-sheet arena be built. As for financing, they've come up with multiple fundraising generators. We'll hear more about this tomorrow morning at 7:20. News from around the state is next.